This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, the fact of the matter is, this team has been, aside from an outlying year here or there, and I don't think I'm being extreme by saying this, they've been awful for the better part of 20 years as an organization. And then you bring in Tibbs, he brings in this certain style. To me, I mean, at some point, I know it's easier to fire the coach, I get that, but at some point, when do we blame the players? Well, like, when do we not, how come Mikal Bridges taking his eye off the ball the other day, you know, and having the ball go through off his shoulder and out of bounds, that's Tibbs' fault?
Well, I think I have a good answer for that. Not the specific Mikal Bridges thing. I don't think that's Tibbs' fault. I do think that, you know, some of these out-of-bounds plays that they have that look like a disaster are Tibbs' fault, for sure. But I think the answer of when you blame the coach, so they did blame the players. I mean, they ended up changing this roster significantly. They got rid of the guys that they drafted in R.J. Barrett and Emmanuel Quickley. They got rid of the guy that ended up putting them over the top in the beginning to get back to the playoffs in Julius Randle. I mean, all of those moves that they made, you know, Jalen Brunson and Karl-Anthony Towns, now you're building around that. And these are your guys, and OG Anunoby as well with his contract. These are your guys. And if it's not working, which it really hasn't to the point that we expected at this point.
But why? See, to me, that's the big question. And to me, the answer is, because one of your biggest players doesn't defend. This is not, when you look at this Knicks team, remember when they were putting up, they had that stretch where they were putting up consistently 125 plus points a night. And a lot of us around here were saying, well, it's a different way to play. They're going to outscore teams. They're not the same defensively. Personnel is different. Even though Bridges was brought in to be a defensive player, hasn't been great. You know, it's hard to outscore teams every night. And when it doesn't work, you can make the case they changed the team against the way Tibbs coaches.
They did. No, I mean, that's a fact.
Right. So now I'm going to blame the coach for not coaching the way he coaches well with the new set of players he was given. And oh, by the way, they still won 50 games. They're still going to be a 3 seed, but they're still not better than the 2 teams ahead of them.
All right, so I'll ask you this. Could you move on from Tibbs and not necessarily blame him for the issues and say, hey, we built a team that I don't think you can coach?
I think that if you are going to move away from the coach, that's the only way you can do it. Because I don't think you can fire the coach and say it's just not working with them. I almost think you got to fire the coach and put some responsibility, like Leon Rose needs to take responsibility.
Oh, yeah, no, without a doubt, yeah.
Creating a puzzle that doesn't quite fit because of the coach's style to the players he has since brought in.
Yeah, but I also think that Tibbs is a huge part of that front office and acquisitions at that point, because there's no way that Leon Rose is bringing in Karl-Anthony Towns or making that trade for OG Anunoby without consulting Tom Thibodeau and saying, hey, what can you do with this? How is this going to work? Are we going to take a step back defensively if we make this trade? And he's got to sign off on it. I'd be shocked if he was in the dark about it. But, I mean, Tibbs has done an amazing job. Where they came from to where they are now is spectacular. But you didn't do all of that to be the second or third best team in the conference. You did it because you wanted to get that elusive championship that we haven't seen, or I've never seen even in my lifetime. So if this is the group of players that they either believe in or they can't get away from, and they also need to get deeper, by the way. That's another problem.
Agreed.
They were deeper last year. But if this is the group that you either can't change or you believe can win, then there's only one other thing that you can do.
And you're going to change the coach.
Yeah.
Now, that having been said, take a step back. The season's not over. We haven't even begun the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the idea, and I do feel like I'm almost on an island here when I listen to Knicks fans who don't believe that they can really win anything this year because Boston is Boston and Cleveland has had this amazing run. And even if you get through that, Oklahoma City's been out, been incredible. I actually do believe this team has a chance to compete with Boston in the postseason. Why? I don't know. I know they got swept this year. The other night was the most complete they've been as a roster. They didn't win. Not good enough. No excuses. You got to be better, especially at home. I'd feel better if they lost that game in Boston, you know, in overtime as opposed to at home. That said, things change in the postseason. And what I am looking for is what a lot of people have said is, well, the regular season, not the same. They're going to defend in the postseason. If, in fact, this team can flip a switch and resemble anything defensively like they were last year for much of the year until they got all banged up in the postseason, I give them a hell of a chance to beat anybody standing in their way in the postseason before we write Tibbs' obituary.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to lose in the first round. And I'm with you with the playoff stuff. We had the conversation a couple of weeks ago where I said I'm not ready to say that this team can't beat the Celtics. But the more I think about it,
it's difficult. They're good. Boston is a champion for
just
a reason.
There's just too many things about them that are better than the Knicks, and it would just be a monumental task to beat them in a 7-game series. And then you have this very hard evaluation process where, like, all right, you end up facing the Celtics in the second round because the Cavaliers have the season that they're having.
Yep.
And let's say they do lose that series. You lost now to the defending champs who had a better regular season than you. Like, how horrible of a loss really is that? You know, then you have to think about that.
Right, you're not going to be favored, and probably you'll be underdogs in Boston. You might even be underdogs in New York. I don't know. You're right.
So then you have to figure, okay, you know, how far away are we?
Not far at all.
Well, if you get swept, I think so. So this goes back to, like, I'll make a couple comparisons. Like, this goes back to where Brian Cashman and the Yankee fan base had a totally different take a couple years ago when they got swept by the Astros in the ALCS, where Brian Cashman and the Yankees brass were saying, we made it to the ALCS. You thought that we would have, you know, we finished the season under 500. Okay, but you got to the ALCS, faced your biggest nemesis, and didn't even have a shot.
Weren't close.
Yeah, so that's that. I mean, so the result of the series certainly will be a big conversation. If you get swept or you lose in five or it doesn't even look like you can compete, then you're really, really far away and massive changes at that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Understood. And I think that's where you have to let the whole thing play itself out, because when you look at the two teams, the three-point shooting is what Boston does well. You know what? I look at the Knicks, too, and as them being whole for the first time, and you hope for good health through the playoffs as opposed to the mess we saw last year, you know, why can't Karl Anthony Towns go toe-to-toe with Kristaps Porzingis from the outside? Why can't Miles McBride light it up from the outside, which we've seen numerous times? Why can't OG Anunoby continue on this offensive trend? Why can't Josh Hart be the complete player he's been? Why can't Jalen Brunson be the player that was putting up 40 a game last year on the like, to me, I just don't think we've seen the Knicks as a complete product through the first 75, 78 games of the season until now. I know they lost the other night. I get it. But Brunson just coming back, I really do believe I will be stunned if they, and I'm assuming they win the first round. I mean, I probably shouldn't assume that, but let's just assume they get through the first round. Boston gets through the first round. All is good. Here we go. New York, Boston. I will be stunned if they are 4 or 5 games and out. I really would be. I'm not saying they're winning the series, but I 100% expect it to be a 6 or 7 game grueling type of series where there is knockout shot after knockout shot, and it is just one of these, that was pretty good last night.
Yeah, I hope so, and that would be amazing. Really, you know, when you say why not, and you talk about these guys being their best, the biggest question is Karl Anthony Towns. I mean, he's just, there's so many guys like him in the NBA that have been in the NBA. I mean, there's just that profile of a player who is so good. And when you see them at their best, you're just completely mesmerized about how talented they are. But then when they run into the better team in the postseason or the better player or the big moment, they just don't have that extra 10% to get over that hump. And it doesn't mean that they're not a great player. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't have made the trade. But there's just something about them that doesn't get that extra 10% to squeeze out of him to make him a champion. And that's the knock on Karl Anthony Towns. So when you say, you know, why can't he?
Right.
I mean, maybe it's just because he's not built that way.
Maybe. But you know who does give you the extra 10, 15%?
Jalen Brunson. Yeah.
Jalen Brunson last year on basically one leg and battered and bruised was putting up numbers that were ridiculous. You could make the case until they were knocked out of the playoffs. He was the best player in the postseason in the NBA until they were knocked out. That's what they have going for them. He had four or five weeks off, you know, rehabbing the injury, wear and tear off the body. If there is anybody that is going to be 100% or 115% of himself come postseason in a couple of weeks, the Knicks have that guy.
Yeah, I mean, but
and I'm not trying to talk you into anything. Trust me, I've heard enough Knicks fans that think the season's over already because they're going to face Boston. I really think they've got a chance.
I'm more with you than it's not going to happen at all. I really do think that I agree that they have a chance. I think it's a 6 or 7 game series that they're going to lose. And then we'll look back and say, man, like, God, they're so close. This damn
but
team.
Not there.
Yeah.
If in fact that's the case, again, you know, we talk about inbounds plays, and I totally understand your point with, you know, guys. Did you see the inbounds play? Is LeBron James not arguably the greatest player you've ever seen?
Yeah, he's top three.
Okay,
yeah.
So did you see the inbounds play that the Lakers and J.J. Redick drew up 2 weeks ago where LeBron just gave them? Remember they lost that 7-point lead in 15
yes,
seconds?
Yep.
That was brutal.
Yeah.
That's LeBron James making a bad pass with a bad play drawn up out of bounds. It happens nightly. I know we see it every day, so yeah. It's obviously highlighted and amplified. I get it, but I'm telling you, and it's kind of like we talk about, you know, how can a team this good not be able to score for 15 minutes? We talked about Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle getting outscored in the fourth quarter by 30 points the other night. This stuff happens, and I would not fire the coach because of a couple of bad inbounds plays.
All right, so I'll give you comparisons, this team as opposed to previous Knicks teams, and you tell me how far away this team is as compared to the other one. All right, 90s Knicks going up against Jordan and the Bulls. How much closer are the Knicks this year to the Boston Celtics compared to those Knicks teams and Jordan?
That is a great question, because I really thought those Knicks teams were going to win a championship for sure. They didn't, but it was Jordan. Boy,
is this team more likely to get past the Celtics than the Knicks were to the Bulls then?
I'm going to say yes. The problem with the answer is I know what happened in the past.
Yeah.
It's hard to look at that objectively without the results, and I've got the results of those 90s Knicks.
Yeah.
And they didn't win when Jordan was out. They sure as hell didn't win when Jordan was back. So I have to say the Celtics, and partly because this is the first time I'm seeing it, everybody healthy.
Yeah. Now.
So now.
The next one I'll give you, I think, will be easier.
Okay.
The Carmelo Stoudemire teams against the LeBron, Dwayne Wade.
I thought they were good. I did. I thought they were good.
I didn't think they had a puncher's chance in hell.
I agree. I thought you were going to give me the 99 Knicks and Allen Houston and Miami and the runner. And then
No. Because that was different. That was a little bit of an outlier.
That was, what, the 50-game season, right?
Yeah. Right. It was the lockout shortened season. And also, you know, they were coming out of that great era, so they still had some of the DNA of that team. And then they went on that run and Sprewell and everything. So, no. Because that team also, you know, they ended up going to the finals and then losing to the Spurs, who were so good at that point.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer, where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.